week one, we started by looking at what is exceptional results. And then week two, we started with mysteries of exceptional results. And then week three, we got into oil for exceptional results. So I believe that this is the beginning of week four. Praise God. So I just want to start with conditions for endless positive results. Say it after me. Say conditions for endless positive results. There are people that their lives keep yielding positive results and does not end. Every time you see them, there is one testimony or the other. Such a life is possible. Do you believe that? It is. And anytime a man's life stops yielding positive results, something is wrong somewhere, somehow. And I want you to take note of this. I want to live a life that I keep yielding results endlessly. Praise God. The book of Acts, chapter 10:38, has been our anchor scripture, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And after that anointing, we discover that he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And the Bible gave a condition, number one, was because God was with him. And then Psalms 45:7 says, if you love righteousness and hate iniquities, what will happen? That the Lord your God will anoint you with the oil of gladness above your fellow. And then the third scripture we started the year with was Hebrews 2:4, or started the month with. He says, God bearing them witness with signs and wonders following. That's apostles when they went down around preaching. Now, this week four, what are the conditions for endless positive results? Somebody help me. Psalms 92, verse 13. Psalms 92, verse 13. Are we all there? I want us to read together. One, two, go. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, what will happen? They shall flourish in the courts. Have you seen S there? Of our God. Do we have another translation to look at that? Those that are planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. They will flourish in the courts of our Lord. Now, any other translation? There's a translation, I may not remember which of them, that says, those that are planted in Zion shall prosper in the streets. Those that are planted in Zion shall prosper in the streets. So, having this scripture as our anchor for today, it is clear that being planted in the house of God has a way of making people flourish in their different various areas of life. In the book of Joshua, is it Joshua what? The Bible makes mention about the battle that the children of Ammon came to fight with the people of Israel. And then Moses called Joshua to go out to fight against the sons of Ammon and Moab. And then Moses was on the mount, the Bible said, lifting up his hands. And the Bible said there was a man called Aaron and another called Or. These two men stood by Moses on the mountain, lifting his hands up. And for as long as Moses' hands were lifted on the mountain, the Bible said Joshua was having victories in the field. there is a clear relationship between the house of God and your personal lives. There is what we call the power center, the engine place or the engine house. Let me explain. If you see a vehicle running on the road, that vehicle is not running on the road because the body is well built, but because it has an engine. And depending on the engine capacity, the speed can be predicted. We have what we call 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, 8-cylinder. You can't compare the speed of 4 to 6 or 6 to 8. Am I right? Why? Because the engine determined the speed of the car. For everyone that makes some tangible progress in life, we have already established as a fact in this house that there is a driver, there is a mystery behind their success and progresses. There is nothing in life that happens by chance. There must be a cause for every happening. So they that be planted in the house of the Lord, it is clear that they will flourish in the courts of our God. Now the courts of our God is your place of work, your business place, your family, your marriage, your home, your relationships. These are the courts of our God. When you are planted in his house, the Bible, the psalmist says, you will prosper. You will flourish in the courts. And I hope you know, the psalmist here was not far from the man David speaking. Maybe the account of his life was being asked him, what is the secret of your prospering? I hope you know. The Bible says we should follow examples of them through who through faith and patience obtained the promise. Is that not what the Bible says? And if the Bible says we should follow after examples of them who through faith and patience obtain, it therefore means you can read about anybody in scripture. Choose to study that personality. And over time, you see the things that happen to that person happening to you. For example, we are living in a world that is as bad as a generation where Daniel was. And you can just decide on your own at this time to begin to study, what did Daniel do when he found himself in an adulterous environment? What did Daniel do when he found himself in a wicked world such as this? And when you get to know what Daniel did that made him outstanding, you can choose to do same and have same results. And so, in this case, David was beginning to illustrate and to explain. He said, just get planted in the house of the Lord and you will start flourishing in his courts. You start flourishing in your business. You start flourishing in your place of work and your place of endeavors. And so we begin to look at this. What are these conditions? How do I get planted in the house of the Lord? You must take note of your pursuit and your choices in life. Anyone who is hungry and passionate about growth will grow. Anyone who is passionate about learning will grow. Anyone who is passionate about mental and self-development, it is clear that such a person will live a life of positive results. I repeat, your pursuit and choices in life. For you to enjoy endless positive results, It's clear. Sit back. Ask yourself, what is my passion? What are my choices in life? You see, anybody that does not read book, does not read books, can never be a leader. Anybody whose mental ability is low can only run around successful people for a short while. You consciously choose to develop yourself. You consciously choose to develop your mind. You see, sometimes we spiritualize everything. You can speak in tongues for 24 hours non-stop every week and still die a stupid man tomorrow. Rejected, suffering, struggling to survive. Why? You have refused to develop yourself. So we look at it in two ways. How are you better today than yesterday? What new thing do you know now that you didn't know last week? Okay, in your field of business, how many books have you read? There is a theory I developed recently. If a woman sells periwinkle in oil mill market today and has no money to improve on periwinkle selling, but can borrow a book on how to be a successful periwinkle seller, give that woman 3 years, she will achieve what a shell staff who does not read book cannot achieve. Don't just go on social media to look at pictures. Subscribe to learning platforms where you can build yourself so that you'll be more relevant to your world tomorrow. The people that need you today, when they grow past your level, they will drop you. Your choices is very important. You must intentionally develop yourself. Tell somebody beside you, say, intentionally develop yourself. So I talked about personal self-development and mental development. Number two, okay, before we pass through there, in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul said something. He said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. And he began to talk about knowing the suffering, his suffering. I just want to know him. Now, and at that level, he's still saying he wants to know God. He wants to know the power behind that resurrection. He wants to know the mystery behind that suffering. That's Paul. At the level of his knowledge, he was still saying things he wants to learn more. Do you know you can decide to know the ways of God, the acts of God, the this, the that about God? And I tell you the truth, you will know. Do you want to end your life with positive results? People keep looking for you. You staying relevant in every generation. Build yourself. Like service finishes, we have our messages recorded. Buy the CD or get a soft copy. Listen to them. Get acquainted to the world. 4 different kings came and walked with Daniel. When a new king comes, he changes cabinets. He could not change Daniel. Daniel was always upgrading and relevant at all times. Watch more videos on how to play drums. Read books and make research on how to tune sound. Look for materials on how to be a better singer. Look for materials on how to build yourself in the media ministry, church media ministry. How to be a better protocol person. Build up a prayer ministry. Build up greeters ministry or protocol or whatever. Wherever you have found yourself, you will definitely find material somewhere. Read. Ask questions. Make researches. Number two, create a heart of service. The heart to serve. Number one, your pursuit and choices in life. So number two is your heart for service. Now, listen. Always, this set of people are always curious about adding values to others and to the kingdom of God. Anyone who is not curious, desirous on how he or she can add value to the lives of others and to the kingdom of God will not last. I sit around people and I listen to them. I have some friends I don't want to be close to again. I can mention their names here if you want me to. Why? Because when you sit around them, they are talking against another person that is making a little progress. If you have such friends, detach from them. They will mention this person, and then blackmail. They are always talking negative things about people. Detach from them. Rather make friends with people who is looking at prices others paid that help them get to where they are going to. And they are also willing, they are desiring to start paying such prices. See, anyone who is not ready to add value to the lives of others won't go far. Laboring in another man's work to grow. Anyone who is not willing to serve will not enjoy lasting impact. When we are talking about oil for exceptional results, they don't just fall. They fall on people that are willing to add value to the lives of others. Willing to serve. They are willing to drop their titles. Willing to drop their resume. Resume. Willing to drop their accomplishments. Just because they want to serve. Anybody who comes to church with his or her title will not go far in life. Give me Francis. Don't give me Francis. I go. Don't you know me as doctor? Add my title to me. Call me doctor. Don't call me brother Usman. Call me Dr. Usman. Anybody who moves with his title from the door into the church and wants to serve God with his title will not be able to serve. Because no man can serve two masters. You can't serve God and your title at the same time. So you want to see men that are ready for exceptional results. They are men that are willing to obey the conditions for endless positive results. So many of them have results today, but it does not last. Why? They don't follow biblical principles for endless positive results. Adversity is not enough to pull this kind of people down or force them to stop what they are doing. Why? They are willing to serve. I see people running to church under the rain. It's not because they don't feel the cold of the rain. or maybe the rain is not getting them wet. It's because they understand what they are doing. God that created you and gave you the ability to do certain things, and you still feel so big that you can't serve. Service is a pathway to endless positive results. I love the prayer David prayed. He said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. As in, let nothing make people say, no, I shouldn't be in God's presence. And never take your Holy Spirit from me. And he says to him, he said, restore to me the joy. That was the prayer of the psalmist. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Why did David pray that prayer? He wanted to always have the opportunity to serve God. The greatest thing anybody, the greatest wickedness the devil or anything can do for you or to you is to stop you from your place of primary assignment in God's kingdom. The pastor that gave us the generator said something. He said, as long as it promotes the kingdom of God, as long as it will build the kingdom of God, nothing in this life should make you come to a place where service becomes secondary. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you want to end your life in positive, endless positive results, be willing to serve all your life. Be willing to lay down your titles. Be willing to lay your positions down. Be willing to forget who you are in the society. Be willing to ignore whatever you have accomplished in life and in destiny. Be willing to tell yourself that without him, you are lost. Remind yourself consciously every day that the breath you breathe, this breath you have, is a gift. That is how God is. When the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things shall be added unto you, God was not kidding. He knows your needs. But he wants you to connect your needs. You know, sometimes you call God, Father, Lord, oh God, show up for me. Arise, arise. As if he's deaf and dumb. Let me tell you the truth. Service is stronger than prayer. Service has a stronger voice when it has to do with receiving from God than the voice of prayer. Is the same way service has a stronger voice in receiving from your parents than the voice of demands. Your father will not wait for you to ask for school fee if you are a child that serves him. He will pay before you even ask. Have you paid your school fee? How much is it? Am I right? Eh? Any father who always waits for the child to ask is an ignorant father or a father who takes things for granted. Every serious father will not wait. Make up your mind that you will live and die serving. If you do not have an opportunity to serve, create one. Create. And trust the Lord that your life will end with positive results. Stretch your hands towards the altar. I speak over your life that the words you have heard will be a blessing to your spirit, soul, and body. I demand over your life and destiny, nothing takes you backward in life. Nothing keeps you down in destiny. You will grow and become a voice that your generation will reckon with. And I speak over your life, before this month is over, positive results shall be your covenant portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where you trust the Lord for testimonies, receive double. You're trusting the Lord for open heavens, receive double. Where you're trusting the Lord for healing and restorations and breakthroughs or whatever, receive double.
in the name of Jesus.
And I ask that the favor of God that makes life different will rest upon you. May God honor you on every side. In Jesus' precious name.